Night, with his mantle, that his dark and rude gan overspread the hemisphere about. For which departed is this lusty rout from January with thanks on every side. Home to their houses lustily they ride, whereas they do their things as them lest, and when they saw their time go to rest. Soon after that, this hasty January will go to bed. He will no longer tarry. He drinketh hypocras, claret, and vernage of spices hot t'increase in his courage, and many a lechery had he full fine, such as the cursed monk Don Constantine has written in his book De Coitu. To eat them all he was no thing eschew, and to his privy friends thus said he, "For God's love, as soon as it may be, let voiden all this house in courteous wise." And they have done right as he will devise. Men drinken, and the traverse draw anon. The bride was brought a bed as still as stone. And when the bed was with the priest he blessed, out of the chamber has every wight him dressed. And January has fast in arms take his fresh May, his paradise. His make. He lulleth her, he kisseth her full oft, with thick bristles of his beard unsoft, like to the skin of houndfish, sharp as briar, for he was shaved all new in his manner. He rubbeth her about her tender face, and said thus, "Alas, I must trespass to you, my spouse, and you greatly offend, ere time come that I will down descend. But natheless consider this," quod he, "there is no workman, whatsoe'er he be, that may both work well and hastily. This will be done at leisure perfectly. It is no force how long that we play. In true wedlock coupled be we tway, and blessed be the yoke that we be in. For in our acts we may do no sin. A man may do no sin with his wife, nor hurt himself in with his own knife, for we have leave to play us by the law." Thus labours he till that the day gan dawn. And then he takes a sop in fine clary, and upright in his bed then sitteth he, and after that he sang full loud and clear, and kissed his wife, and made wanton cheer. He was all coltish, full of ragery, and full of jargon as a flecked pie. The slack skin about his neck shaketh while that he sang, so chanteth he and cracketh.